Bowie wrote fashion, but he had a lot more style than just one song could contain. And a lot of his fashion sense can be traced to Japan. In fact, many of the costumes that Bowie wore throughout his career were created by Japanese fashion designer Kansai Yamamoto. Helene Thayen is a fashion historian and a contributor to the anthology Enchanting David Bowie, Space, Time, Body, Memory.
He incorporated the traditional Japanese motifs, colors, designs, as interpreted by the famed Japanese fashion designer Kansai Yamamoto. This includes the hairdo of the era, the buzz-cut-looking, red-fringed fantasy that David Bowie wore, which was actually Kansai Yamamoto's creation and originally inspired by traditional Japanese dolls and kabuki wigs. Furthermore, the makeup, the white face, of course, harkening back to David Bowie's mime training with one Lindsay Kemp in the mid-60s, who actually was the first person to introduce Bowie to Japanese culture, theater, music, and a variety of gestures from the kabuki and the onagata.
Wow, from mime to kabuki, you just kind of blew my mind there. Now, that thing you just mentioned, onagata, the Japanese tradition in kabuki where male actors play the women's roles. I mean, considering David Bowie's own androgyny, how did onagata influence Bowie, or had he already preceded it with his kind of own form of onagata?
There was no direct or obvious onagata interpretation with Bowie in the 60s per se. Bowie at the time was actually a devotee of Buddhism and was going to take his vows to become a Buddhist monk in a monastery in Scotland in Dumfries, and was instrumental in establishing that monastery. And as we know, the pantheon of Buddhist gods includes rather, you could say, androgynous representations. It was all sort of floating about, I believe, in his consciousness, in Bowie's consciousness, which then in the 70s, with the collaboration with Kansai from 1971, came into full bloom, with Kansai even noting that Bowie's face and body were androgynous and therefore suitable for his own unisex fashion, which he had created. The fact is that in Japanese culture, this androgyny, which so influenced Bowie, was the norm.
What did mainstream Japanese make of a Western man dressing in this androgynous way, acting in this androgynous way?
Loved it. Love. Love, love, love. Because he really, more than the androgyny, was communicating the relevance, importance, the absolute brilliance and genius of Japanese traditional culture by way of wearing the Kansai Yamamoto outfits, by incorporating the stage techniques from kabuki theater, such as hayagawari, quick change, where the costumes would simply almost fly off of his body as pulled off by black-clothed assistants, just like in the kabuki. So for them, it was truly an homage. And it's my belief that Bowie was really the ultimate diplomat because he healed the rift between the Allies and Japan in the post-war period, ushering in the postmodern era by incorporating Japanese costuming, staging, makeup, hair, the whole shebang. So he really played a very important role, not just as a rock star showing disaffected youth that they could also exhibit their otherness or alien nature, as Ziggy Stardust was the alien, through wearing all of this extravagant, exotic costuming, makeup, and hair. But that, in a sense, this was a peacemaking attempt.
Helene, whether we in the West know it or not, did David Bowie make us appreciate Japanese culture and fashion?
I absolutely believe that, Marco. Absolutely. And even if it's on an unconscious level, there were a number of rock stars after Bowie that incorporated Japanese clothing, makeup, hair design, such as Suzy Sue and the Banshees, Freddie Mercury traipsing around on a stage with Queen and Kimono, the group Sparks with an album called Kimono My House in 1974. The list goes on and on and on. And so I think that he was the one that ignited this passionate interest in Japan, but also inspired the general public, not just the rock stars in his realm, on a day-to-day level with the interest in wearing the hachimaki around the forehead that we see sushi chefs wear. But, you know, normal kids started showing up with this gear and the t-shirts imprinted with kanji or Japanese characters. So, yes, unequivocally, he ignited that interest.
Fashion historian Helene Thayen there. And you might not be aware of it either, but Bowie had a deep effect on how people in Berlin thought about the Cold War. and their role in it, bringing down the Berlin Wall. His song Heroes helped. The fact that Bowie recorded a version in German didn't hurt either. Du könntest schwimmen wie Delfine. Delfine ist schön. Niemand gibt uns eine Chance. Doch können wir sie dann für immer und immer. Heroes in German from David Bowie.